Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Before we start today's show, I want to let you guys know that you can get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Over 400 episodes available on demand at your fingertips. When you go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. You have pre-release on our episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored, and many other member benefits. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and 20 other incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network. Remember, use that promo code RAP.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Real ass rap.
You didn't pick a song. I'm the worst.
Whatever, Shannon. We're fucking live. Just figure out a song. Is that how we start our show? For God's, it's amateur hour here at the Gas Digital Network. Godfrey, beatbox a song for us. Thank you. We knew you couldn't resist it. Okay.
More for me than that? You.
This is true.
What's that?
This is
a nice little solo. Little
this is Main
solo?
Street by Seeger. And
Bob Seeger?
Yeah, this is the song that I put on if I'm in a bad mood, and it calms me down.
I like Night Moves.
That's the one that puts you in a good mood, like if you're in a bad
mood? Hell yeah. Bob Seeger and the Sea of Silver Bullet Band. It's Bob Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band.
You surprise me at every turn, Godfrey. Because Godfrey is one of the best fucking comics in the world, I'll tell you right now. I'm very happy to have you on the show today. And Godfrey, we trust brand new now twice a week.
On this fantastic network that you, out of your angry creative body, manifested with Ralph Sundine. I'm That's very right. impressed. And you and what's funny is he took about a year to convince me. We did a couple of steam room, locker room,
blowjob sessions. Like, you gotta come on the network.
It was almost like mafia. Like we're in a steam room. I'm telling you,
Godfrey, that's how we connected.
If there's enough steam, you can't tell it's a guy.
Me and Godfrey, we both go to Equinox. We see each other in the gyms. We have little conversations. We have loud, obnoxious brown person conversations in the locker room because we're the only brown people there for
people
the most
just
part.
Hand you guys towels. Yeah.
Well, that's not true now.
Those brown people clean up the place.
It's changed now. It's a different time now. Yeah, there's a lot changed. More brown people at Equinox.
More brown people coming around, but you know how it is. Yeah. You know what I mean. You know how it is. I'm trying to get more brown people to work out more often. A lot of brown dudes do. It's the women you try to get to work out a little bit.
They don't need to. You don't want to know why? Because fucking, I think black guys, they love a nice thick woman. So
no,
they're
it's
like,
the truth.
They keep on eating.
A lot of certain cultures like thick women in general. And then some women go, I don't want to lose this. I go, you're not going to lose it. You just don't know how to work out. They automatically think you're going to get skinny.
No.
As soon as you... Now, they don't know.
Not at all. Look, we have a great show planned today. Thank you for the Main Street, Shannon. The stream was not working on Gas Digital. That's okay, because we're live on our YouTube channel for the first time in a little while, so fuck it, right?
Yeah.
Free stream for everybody today. Free chat for everybody. We'll be reading some of the best comments from the chat as we go through the show. Great show plan. Godfrey, obviously, love him having on the show. We were supposed to have Bagel Guy, but Shannon, you fucked up. What happened?
Yeah, everything is my fault. I broke everything. Stream doesn't work because of me, and I fucked up booking guests.
What happened? What happened with Bagel Guy? Turn the song off. It's fine.
He confirmed with me on Friday, and I sent you a screenshot of the conversation.
I see.
And I even sent him a clip of how I won Real Ass Dude of the Week, and then I sent him your number.
A heavily edited clip. You didn't show him any of the trashing, correct?
Right. It was all good stuff. It was us praising
Can you
him.
Show us the clip that you sent him?
Yeah, you got to give me a minute.
All right. I want to see that clip because he was supposed to come on, and then he fucking ghosted us.
Yeah. So I gave him your number so that you can talk to him.
This fucking guy has my phone number.
Yeah. He has your phone number. Yep,
the fuck, Shannon?
He didn't want to give his number because he had some bad experience.
Who the fuck is he?
Blade
I am
Shannon.
The commodity. He has 500 Instagram followers. Everybody. He doesn't want to give me his fucking phone number.
Blame
he
Shannon.
He has 500 now. At that day, he had like 150.
Everyone blame Shannon.
Yep, that's it, Godfrey. That's
call you on
his
tiny little phone.
Just blame Shannon. All you have to do is blame Shannon.
This fucking guy.
Blame Shannon.
Godfrey, he's doing Chrissy Mayer's show.
Oh, yeah? And not yours?
No. Good. Say what you want to say.
No, go ahead. I just say blame Shannon.
You want to say who's Chrissy Mayer?
Who's Chrissy Mayer?
I know you want to say that.
Yeah, who's
we all want to say that.
Who the fuck?
Who the Chrissy fuck Mayer? Is Chrissy Mayer?
Who the fuck? Is he going to be her jockey?
I think you should keep that as a sound bite for yourself. I think you can keep that. Blame Shannon.
Can you do that? Can you clap that as a blame Shannon? Or can you just hire Godfrey to do that?
Yeah. Ready? Can you keep that ready?
Yep, ready.
Blame Shannon. Blame Shannon.
Can you do it during the show in real time and add like sort of a chorusy effect? No.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon, Shannon, Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon, Shannon, Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
We get this is I honestly this is the what's the fucking guy with the afro that fucking hits buttons?
Crep Wessler.
No.
Jim Kelly, man.
No.
The Jackson 5, man.
I'm just going
through afro
general.
Dudes.
When I was listening to your show the other day and you were just talking to somebody and you called yourself on it. You're like, I don't know why I'm making it Eddie Murphy, but it was the most spot on Eddie Murphy I'd ever heard in my life.
I was like, hey man.
The guy that sucked at Skankfest.
What?
The guy with the afro that hits buttons.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
The guy that sucked dick at Skankfest. I can't remember
Wait,
his name.
What?
I sucked dick at Skankfest.
Whoa! Yeah, but congrats on that. I heard that shit.
Sucked dick at Skankfest?
Fire, no. I heard Skankfest was fire.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. Oh, you know, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You're like the Juggalos, man.
I know.
You're doing, because I did Juggalos.
I think we're going to do Gathering the Juggalos next year.
Because Insane Clown Posse are my buddies. Literally, my buddies. They always go, yo, God, anytime. And listen, this is how they paid me. When I did Juggalos, when they invited me to Juggalos, I knew it was them because I used to do their little video, little thing they did at...
The VH1 show.
And I did that.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yo, and they invited me to do Juggalos. And then I got calls from different comics. You're going to go to Juggalos? I go, yeah, I'm going to go. They invited me. I know the Insane Clown Posse.
Well, what's the problem with the Gathering of the Juggalos? What do people
say?
They
just saw, footage and they were like, what the fuck? I go...
Can we see some footage of the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Well, the ones that yeah, it's like, you're going? I said, yeah, I'm going. And it was cool. It was just a fucking, it's like,
the
you know,
drug addicts in the woods.
Like Bonnaroo or whatever in the
it's
woods.
It's a bunch of drug addicts with clown paint
and guess
in the
what?
Woods.
It was awesome. I was in a tent with a bunch of drunk fucks.
Yeah.
And I fucking made fun of everybody. They knew who I was. They were like, well, they didn't give a fuck.
They loved it.
And then Insane Clown Posse, they take me to the side and just give me a stack of cash.
Wow.
And it was so awesome. They were like, this, yo, guy, you know, we got you. You Chicago, man. We
just gave you cash.
And he just gave me cash.
They pay everybody with like.
Oh, it was great. And
like
they go,
store bag with cash.
And then they go, if you need anything else, dog, we got your motherfucking back because we love you. I said, that's what I nothing like an Insane Clown Posse to back you.
Well, there was a couple people, I guess, that did Skankfest, and I heard they were talking shit in the back. I won't name names.
What?
But they were just like, why am I here? This is like, you
beat
know,
it, bitch.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. Why
it's
are you
called
here?
The Skankfest.
You don't have to be here. Nobody gives. Here's the beautiful part about Skankfest. Yeah. It sells out for the most part before we announce any comics. So it's like nobody needs to be there. There's nobody that's your draw means fucking nothing to this. You're part of the party. You're part of the experience.
Yes.
So that was a little bit to hear that. And
you know who?
Yeah. I'll write the name down.
Please write that shit down. Ding, ding,
are you talking about comedians?
A comedian that was in the back.
Some fucking
female.
Let me, Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm disappointed. She's fantastic.
She's cool. I was just like, and maybe
what? She could have been just, I know. No, you know what?
It might have been her thing. She was leaning into her thing.
Sometimes.
She might have been going hard.
I'm
going to
be honest. I'm going to be honest. She does that shit all the time. Like, she's just like, I got to go. That's just neurotic shit she does.
Well, you know how like Dice at one point, comic. He leaned into that character so hard that he became Dice in life?
Right.
Sometimes people do that. Yeah. I think I said this about Jimmy Martinez.
I'm an 8-foot tall lesbian. Oh!
<You're done. laughs> Oh!
Why'd you have to do that?
He's the worst. He's just the fucking worst.
You son of a
I have a fucking Reddit commenter sitting next to me. This is what this is why this show works, is because I have somebody on the inside. It's the fucking worst.
I love how he did it with confidence facing you.
Yeah.
That cat shirt.
Do you guys not know each other?
I never met him.
No, you guys have never met?
I'm going to meet you.
Actually, hold on.
What the hell?
You do know me.
Oh, shit.
I did Rock of Ages on VH1.
Motherfucker. I don't remember you being on there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember Rock of Ages on VH1.
Rock of Ages was a show. It was actually fantastic. I did two seasons of it. It was about, it's like we would ask like 10 or 20 questions, different pictures. with old people and young people, and we would just get different answers. It was it was an awesome fucking show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was one of the kids you did that with. I'm like, I was,
yo, because like, it would be like, it would be like a picture of Puff Daddy.
Yeah,
and then a kid would be like, is that
word association?
Blah, blah, blah. But some people and old sometimes old people would be like, that's Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. It was like a street game show.
Okay.
That I did for two seasons.
I like it.
Wow. God damn. Welcome to adulthood.
There you go. Wow. Well, look, we have some things to talk about today.
Sorry, I found the video. Do you want to see the video real quick that I sent the guy?
Sure.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon. Oh. This is all. Pause it. So this is what Shannon sent the bagel guy to try to get him to come on. Now, we spent half an hour trashing him. But Shannon was like, we really want to get you on. You want Real Ass Dude of the Week? Oh, and also, I love the fact that the Marshall Tucker Band was just playing. I thought you put that behind.
I don't know what
I thought you put that as behind, like, for him to be like, look how nice this was.
I'm freaking out right now.
Go ahead. This is what you played for him. This is what you sent the bagel.
That guy,
he's speaking the truth.
He's telling it like it is. Second of all, he's at a bagel store. We don't know what happened before the video starts. This is what they fucking do in all these videos, okay? Yeah. We don't know what happened before that video started. It starts off with him flipping out. Nobody just flips out for no reason. I'm assuming somebody was rude to him. Somebody attacked him, and then he acted accordingly. Okay?
And we all say the N-word sometimes. If
they steal from us, which they probably did. I open with that because I'm assuming he's going to steal from me. Don't steal from me.
So, Lewis, before we continue, who would you say wins Real Ass Dude of the Week?
I would say Real Ass Dude of the Week to be the bagel guy. That guy who fucking told it like it is, stood up to people.
He's a real ass dude.
Oh, I love this guy.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh my God. Little guy. He's like, oh, we fucking do that on the, because I'm short, because I'm 5 foot. And he starts to fight. You want to take it outside? And then the dude just tackles him.
By an average man.
Let me tell you something.
He just leans on him.
You know what was great? There's a, somebody cut a video up where the dude's complaining about women, like, you know, shitting on him on those little dating sites. Mm-hmm. And remember, he goes, yo, you're not my father and you're not my butt. Remember? And then he goes, yo, you want to take it outside? He goes, yo, you shut the fuck up. Another guy goes, no, you shut the fuck up. And then they play the Thriller opening. Dun, 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 and they show him getting tackled. It's the funniest shit. And then he had another one where he snapped again.
Yeah.
Now
he's getting known. Well, he was supposed to be on the show today, and he flaked on us. Shannon fucked it up. Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
And he did Jim and Sam this morning. He did Jim and fucking Sam.
Dude,
this
he's getting huge.
It's ridiculous.
He's going to get some pussy this
show. I know the way it works. This show is a bigger show than Jim and Sam. I'm telling you right now, I know the numbers. Okay, people don't know the numbers of Sirius XM. I have ins. I know the fucking numbers. I have fucking ins, dude.
I can tell you about what happened to me, right?
This is you got to let go? Was it officially or you let go?
Let me tell you. I was in D.C.
Hold on, let's do the plugs before you hear the story. I want to hear it. It's all right. Let's do the plugs. Get the plugs out of the way.
This is a real ass podcast, for real.
It's a real ass podcast, baby. Boy.
Wait, what do I have?
What's up, Dougie? Godfrey, what do you got to plug, my friend?
What I would like to plug, God damn it. Great. I would like to plug, my show on this network is in Godfrey.
That wasn't weed. That was a smoke effect during the plugs.
That
just comes
dope.
Across.
It was like the bulls coming out of the fucking, and now. Okay. I would like to plug in Godfrey We Trust.
Can we get an explosion?
Damn it.
Good. Go. Good. Say it.
I would like to plug in Godfrey We Trust, which I will be doing twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. I would say 9:30. And you know how we had changed the times. 9:30 p.m. in Godfrey We Trust. You know, you subscribe to promo code Godfrey on the Gas Digital Network. And also follow me on my Instagram. Very important. Comedian Godfrey. And my website is godfreycomedian.com. So you will know exactly where I'm going to be.
Fuck yeah.
Around it. You know what I'm saying?
The fans will come up. By the way, the fans of this show, okay, are the most hardcore fans that the Gas Digital world has.
Okay.
Because I'm not likable. So anybody who listens to this show, they're really in for the long haul.
They are.
Yeah. This is like the concentrated.
And they like you.
The angry, shitty. Like the Legion of Skanks, it's a fucking combination between everybody.
Yes.
Me and Zach are ugly people deep down inside. So that's why the people connect with the show. They'll go to war for you. you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right
now.
That's
what's up. But that's what I need. I know. Need that shit.
You need the most hardcore.
You fucking right.
So you guys come out and see Godfrey live if he's in your...
Yes.
I'm telling you, all bullshit aside, say what you fucking want, okay? Stand-up is a fucking a very specific genre and a specific fucking thing.
Yes.
Godfrey is a master of this. If you see Godfrey perform, you will... If you go see Godfrey for a fucking hour, you are going to laugh probably harder than you've ever laughed at any other comedy show. There are very few people in comedy that are difficult follows that you would be like, I don't want to go up after that guy. Godfrey is one of them. Godfrey's one of them. Big J is one of them. There's guys you don't know. Mike Britt. Try to go follow Mike Britt. Oh. Shut up.
Britt. Greer Barnes.
Greer Barnes.
Ah.
Lays it down.
Yeah. Attell is like on
Joey
his...
Diaz. But those guys are known to Mike Yard. People don't know how much of it. Like, this audience doesn't know. Go see Mike Yard perform comedy.
Yeah.
You're going to literally get up out of your chair and have to fucking be like, I'm laughing. Like, your face is going to hurt. There are guys that fucking level, and Godfrey is one of them. So go support his stand-up comedy when he's in town.
Godfrey Comedian. Is it Godfrey? Yeah. No, Comedian. No, GodfreyComedian.com is the website. So you'll know my dates, the whole nine. And you know my podcast with Asian Andre, who's doing a really good job.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I love Asian Andre.
It's great. You guys are great together.
It's great. It just works.
It's a great show, man. I love it.
Like you two. This is amazing.
It's got a dynamic.
Jesus. The boy. And then I know this guy when he was a kid. Fuck.
Zach Amico.
And don't remember a damn thing, but he was on the show. Plug,
baby, Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies.
I know. Easy. Like, God, spooks.
It's about, it's a horror movie podcast.
Jesus!
It's actually people talking over movies. So.
I know.
Is that not your tagline? It should be Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, people talking over movies.
Yo. And I said, I was like, I had Jewish sensitivity. Yo, I don't like the way you said that. You know what I mean? You know,
Floyd 79 in the chat says, Godfrey looks like Whoopi Goldberg and Jumpin' Jack Flash. That's fucked up.
I think that's awesome.
Pull up Jumpin'
Jack Flash. Because I can do Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, let's see.
It's like, I don't want to hear it. See, you guys have to understand.
It's a little Marge Simpson. A little Marge Simpson-y.
Oh, that's Marge.
That was Marge, yeah.
Like on the View, and she's like this, I have to go. I don't want to hear your bullshit.
I would literally rather fuck Godfrey than Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoa.
That's the truth.
Godfrey's got eyebrows.
Because I can go like this. All right. All right.
PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com. I just renewed that. I just realized that website exists. So, guys, I'm going to build a new website. I'm looking for a web designer right now. I'm looking for a web designer to help me with Luis J. Gomez Presents or Luis J. Gomez.com and PuertoRicanRattlesnake.com. And I need a new Skankfest website. I put something out on social media, and all of the responses that I got have been buried by just weeks of other responses. So, I'm never going to go back. So, now's the time, guys.
So, web designer.
I need
still
a
around,
fucking
huh?
dope, fire ass web designer that can do an incredible job.
I need one too.
Yeah, maybe Godfrey as well. You can get a fucking.
I need a new one.
A bunch of work. Hit me up. What is it? What's the website? RealAssOfficial@gmail.com is the email address. I got some stuff coming up, guys. I'm going to San Diego. Legion of Skanks is going to be in Boston. Legion of Skanks is going to be in Chicago. Legion of Skanks in LA, we just announced next month.
Nice.
August.
What about offices as far as like the Gas Digital in LA? Where are you guys going to be residing?
I'll tell you, we already have that set up.
Nice.
August 18th and 19th, Los Angeles, California, Legion of Skanks Live. The 18th, which is Sunday night. If I had to guess, the Belly Room's probably already sold out. Go buy tickets now. That show is going to be, the podcast is going to sell out. We're only doing one this time. It was too much of a pain in the ass to do two shows. We want to relax and have some fun.
Yeah.
We got Bert Kreischer as a special guest on the podcast.
Bert,
it's going to be
Kreischer.
Fucking incredible. The Belly Room will be sold out. It'll be standing room only. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. Monday night, after Kill Tony in the main room, so you can make a whole night out of this little mini skank fest in Los Angeles. On the 19th, we're going to have a live stand-up comedy show featuring the Legion of Skanks, Legion of Skanks and Friends, plus Kurt Metzger, Tim Dillon,
Metzger!
Andy Letterman, Bert Kreischer, Tony Hinchcliffe, and many, many, many
more. Just the most evil fuckers on the mic. It's awesome.
We don't fuck around.
I know, that's right.
We don't fuck around.
How's Metzger doing? Jesus,
he's,
I love him.
I know you hit me up and you were like,
"Damn right, I did."
Like, what happened with you and Metzger?
Yeah, I didn't mean to be.
No. You were
like
concerned.
The architect of the Matrix.
No. You were concerned because you're friends with both of us, and you know we're both crazy.
You were
also as a professional and as a coworker and as somebody that we worked together. You were like, "Look, we." You know, perception is reality, and it's like people see that
doubt.
And you look like a fucking lunatic.
Yes, you do.
And I understand that. You know, I really
and I'm not one to be. And I'm listen. I go off at the mouth and shit like that. But I'm like, I was watching the whole thing, and I was like, damn, That's not a good look for you.
No, it's not.
Gotta let you know.
Yeah.
You're a businessman. Let's be real here. You're a businessman. Even like you see a guy like Rogan, who is known to be like kind of a tough motherfucker, but there's a very, very professional thing about this guy.
Well, it's also Rogan's a different thing because he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, Taekwondo black belt, could literally kick a man's heart through his chest. He doesn't have the same type of insecurities that a guy like I have, where, you know, every time a guy looks at me, I gotta like be like, really? My mom didn't love me.
You know, and it was Kurt, so you're like, put your eyes back in your head.
But it's also you gotta start to look at, I got things to lose. When you start to go, I have shit to lose.
Of course. I know.
You listen, as much as you've been through and you've literally, and I watch you. As much as you've been through, you've really, like, I'm very impressed by you changing yourself, your mentality, your business mentality. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of work, and no one's perfect, but I've seen how you've grown as a businessman, as a man. Fuck that. Nah, you have shit to lose now.
Of course.
You must think that all the time.
And you're right.
People, no one's going to push you. No one's going to make you a punk.
And
no.
Also, what's fucked up is it's not even what you, I don't know the opportunities that I lose over something like that. You'll just never know. Your name comes up.
How sensitive and this shit is.
And Godfrey, you're a guy who's also known to have a temper. I'm sure you've dealt with the same thing.
Yes.
Where behind closed doors, people are like, Godfrey's great, but you know what?
If
you get on his wrong side.
And you're fucking done.
Yeah.
You're fucking done.
When you came to me with that perspective, it really did mean a lot. I got into anger management after that. I was on Adderall at that time, which was the fucking worst thing in the world for me. I was through the roof every single day. And now me and Metzger, we're doing a tour together, it looks like, this winter, which is great. I'm sure we're gonna fucking beat the shit out of each other at the end of it. But he's brilliant. We just started his podcast here on the network.
That's what's
which
up.
Is Kurt, Kurt Metzger Can't Get Right, which you guys should go download it and listen to. It's an incredible show.
I want to get on it.
Why Metzger is great on that show, and him and Sherrod were great, but the reason he's good on that show is because he's like picking and choosing these guests who he has respect for. He's not bringing people on that he's not anybody who's available.
That's
like
right.
He has guys that he has respect for. So he's hosting, which is weird to hear him host a show and not just try to snipe in with his crazy thoughts. So he lays people up very nicely. It's a very good conversation, very controlled conversation.
Yes.
So go listen to that show as well. I'm not going to plug anything else for anybody else. But regardless, I appreciate what you said to me after that. It was a fucking...
I meant it because listen, guys. We don't have to be inhumane just because we're in entertainment. There's got to be some kind of humanity. We've all been around each other for a long time.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of fucking care for people.
Yeah.
There has to be. Like, I give a fuck about Luis Gomez. Whenever I talk about you, I brag about you with pride. It's real. It's honest. It's not fake at all. You know what I mean? It's real. When I talk about Ralph, I talk about
Shannon?
It with honesty because
you don't talk about Shannon. It's the fuck up, Godfrey.
Not Shannon.
No way. Man. Nate.
That guy's name I don't know.
No. Right. Nate.
I talk about that guy.
You know, I talk about Nate. It slipped, Nate. Sorry. Blame Shannon. But you know what I'm saying? But
sorry, I forget his name.
I try. Right. But it's morning because I know him. At 9:30 he's like, fuck you. No, but you know what I'm saying? But it's real. It's like, why can't there be some kind of human? Listen, the business is fucked up, cutthroat, blah, blah, blah. But God damn it, sometimes you got to be, you can be humane to each other,
you
man.
Can.
Fuck.
You know, and also, look, me and Metzger, the reason we got into it as hard as we did was because, you know, like, people don't know. I knew Kurt Metzger before we did stand-up comedy. I was selling comedy club tickets on a street corner with Kurt Metzger.
Wow.
Days before 9/11, like September 2011 or 2001, we did that job together, and he was bad at it. We just smoked, so we connected. He was like, oh, I've been doing comedy for like 2 years. I had never even thought about doing comedy, and I just did great. I was selling tickets around him in circles all day, but we connected, and we talked shit together all day. He was a funny guy, and, you know,
that's awesome.
We was working in the same corner, and then he left. You know, a year or two went by, and I started producing comedy shows, and then he sort of came back around me like, oh, you know, do you remember? And he introduced me to Big J, Mike Vecchione, Joe DeRosa. Metzger was the link between me and all of these people.
That's history.
So that it was, I think he has a big brother thing with me where he sort of talks down to me, and I'm like,
he's an ogre. He's tall. Yeah. He's big.
He literally doesn't have the ability to not talk down to people. But I sort of... then I started getting a chip on my shoulder about it, and I wouldn't say anything because I looked up to him, and I didn't want to fucking, and eventually it just boiled over, and we have the internet and we have cameras and
that
we have
was
fucking podcasts.
It was so ridiculous. Yeah. And then to see Kurt Metzger trying to be civilized, the civilized one, yeah. That was some funny shit. Because yeah. They were like, you're both nuts. But he goes, I'm going to try to be civilized and make him look worse.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked, of course. Of course.
It worked.
But so, people, you know. Yeah, it's, I won't rehash it. It's
but I'm, I can't talk shit because I just got the plug pulled on me.
What happened there? What happened with you in SiriusXM?
Something I said, but it's so amazing how you get fired for talk and they hire you for talk and you get fired for the same shit they brought you in for. So I told, first of all, they offered me the show. I didn't want it. I was like, I said, it's a channel 126. It's Urban View. It's a black political channel, supposedly. And they have Al Sharpton on it. So go figure. I'm not that guy on this show. So I said, you know what? If they're giving me the show, I need something consistent anyway.
And you were the fun, like almost like the comic relief.
That's right.
For the
and
channel.
I laid it out. They yeah. gave me an hour first, 12 o'clock. It was called the Power Hour. Then everybody kept calling in going, you need another hour, man. And they were
good morning
like,
with Godfrey.
Yeah, right. Good fucking morning. And it was like, yo, you need another hour, man. This shit is too short. Then consensus was bummer.
Oh, that was a racist joke that we all sort of missed.
I know. It was
it
bad.
Was an afternoon show and the morning, good
but
morning
it's
Godfrey.
It's great because
yeah, it's fine.
He's gonna say I want that shitty, you can keep moving.
I want to acknowledge it.
How about that? Now, as I was
good.
Did I think good? No, you didn't. Now, listen. So they gave me 2 hours, and I told them before I got the show, I said, hey, I just want to let you know this is what I do. I don't want to sound like it, all you guys that, you know, that black political, black caucus. I don't want to sound like that. I want to shake up the system. I said it over and over. I said, I'm going to be toeing the line. That's what I do. I want people to laugh hard about fucked up shit. While you guys are talking about, I did news, but while y'all are talking about news and, you know, you're straight, I want to fuck with shit. I want to make fun of shit.
Of course.
Cosby's in jail. I'm shitting on him. I used to work for him.
Right.
You know, it's going to be different. And people loved it. I had educational shit on it. Boom, boom, boom. But, you know, it was like sometimes I'd be like, yo, you know, Trump, somebody needs to slap shit out of Trump. Somebody needs to slap shit out of fucking this and that. Oh, you can't use violence. Okay, cool. Fine. Right. So I'm in D.C.
But it's also like the you know, the way you're speaking, you're not...
The way I speak, right.
You're just, you know, it's like you speak in a very way. We all do this. You know what I'm saying? Like we speak in a way where we're trying to be provocative. We're trying to fucking get people, you know, and it's not a call. We're comedians. This is not a call for violence. It's not
right.
A, you know...
You're joking.
It's like you're joking. Now, look, at the end of the day... If you could push a button and a big hand would come out and smack Trump, I'm sure you would fucking push that
press
button.
That button with that hammer,
like a cartoon. Yeah. Yeah. Like an anvil falls on his head,
ding, and then and then the next day he's alive again, like cartoon. But it's like, it's so funny because I got the call because I did a little, you know, for sponsors. I had a sponsor meeting with SiriusXM and a corporate, and I killed it. It was awesome. Yeah. And then I go to DC. And then I come back because here's what happened. I walk into D.C. First of all, the D.C. studios are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm
New York studios suck dick. You go everywhere
right,
else
right.
Serious
XM, oh, it's nice. So I go in, and then I on my own went on some other people's show because I know they do shows in D.C. I got up early to do other people's to cross-promote just to do it. Boom. And so I go into a lobby, and a subscriber walks into the lobby and says, hey, man, I'm a big fan. I'm a truck driver who I acknowledge all the time. Can I get a picture? I said, yeah. And there was this dude who was like, he was very flamboyant little security guard. And he goes, no, he was so rude to this subscriber. It was cartoonish. He goes, no pictures. You have to go. Nah. And I said, really? He can't take a picture? He's like a subscriber. Like, it was so weird. Nah. Wow. Okay. And so I got on the fucking radio and on this lady's show. And I said, yo, she goes, what are you mad about? I said, I'm mad about the security dude downstairs being rude to a subscriber. That's weird. Right. What was that? That was so rude. You know, that shit was whack. And I was doing my normal rants. I said, you know, I should have taken him by his braids and dragged him the fuck out.
Oh, boy.
You know? So, boom.
All right. Well, so,
but I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I go, I should slap shit out of this person. I should choke him. I do it all the time. But yeah. I didn't name the name.
Of course.
And then I go, here's the thing. I hope this guy doesn't think I'm gay bashing him because I'm not. I'm talking about his character. That is the only problem. The gay community, if you criticize them, they try to throw homophobia in. And I said, I'm not a homophobe.
This has nothing to do with being gay. I'm looking at you as a fucking
that's
human.
What
I will
I
smack
was,
the shit out of you like I will
right.
smack the shit out of another man.
And that's what I wanted,
simple
to,
as that.
Wanted to state. I
of
go,
course.
Because we know gay comics. We know all kinds. I'm not a homophobe.
Remember one time I punched a gay guy. And then
did he block it?
No, he didn't fuck it. He started sucking on my finger.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Like, yeah, that's my defense. A little liquid.
And just starts throating my fist. But yeah, I got into a fight with a fucking gay dude. Yeah. And I didn't realize he was gay. And when I fucking get into fights, I call anybody who I'm fighting a faggot. That is what I'm going to call you if I'm fighting you.
Right. And you just have.
Which is it's a bad word. It's not a good word. I'm not calling it to you because I'm trying to be fucking.
Right, that's just what
I'm
guys
not trying
call
to create social justice. I'm trying
angry,
to hurt
but
your feelings.
But you're in a fight. You should be able to use words.
I'm saying.
How
like,
are you going to be politically correct? Like, you fucking. Yeah,
you're
jerk.
Homosexual, right? Yeah. Okay, I mean, what am I. It's the word that you say. It's a look. It's,
right,
it's a cultural
bitch.
Thing where
punk
you know,
ass bitch
especially or... Northeast, dude. Northeast, when you're fucking, I don't know, if Chicago is the same thing.
No, we
but
go.
Faggot
what?
Was just the word that you
faggot,
would go to.
Bitch,
pussy.
Made motherfucker.
Well, now they're trying to take away that shit. It's like, oh, what are you saying? They're like a woman. It's like, shut
oh
the fuck up.
Oh my god,
shut
it's
up.
A female dog, by the
doggy.
Way,
doggy. It's they're just fucking words, and they're supposed to be ugly. If you're calling somebody names and you're trying to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, you got
to
use good names.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you faggot ass bitch. Fuck
that's
you,
it.
You punk bitch mother. Yeah, you got to be good at it.
Yes, exactly.
You can't go, you, man.
You hurt my feelings.
You mean man.
What else is you? What else? What would you call a man that you're trying to fight? Is there any other
unless
word?
Unless you have big vocabulary, you go, you're a depraved human being.
That's psychotic.
Oof, that's
if
dope.
Somebody started doing some fucking, using big words in a fight, I'm like, I'm not going to fight this person.
Right.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's so that's, so they, so the person that hired me, who I'm going to meet later, face to face, the woman that hired me, who runs the channel, I'm meeting her face to face. She pulled the plug. I mean, she called me and said, yeah, don't go into the studio today. They heard what you said. And I said, okay. I've said stuff like that all the time. Was what? Like, oh, but it was like you were harming an employee. I said.
That's, by the way, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. If somebody's gay or a person of color, like, if you want to get some shit, right? If you want to, we do a segment on the show called Scam That Jew, where we come up with great scams. We're the Jews. It's not anti-Semitic. We're
there's
the Jews.
A comma.
In the scam. So,
oh, he's you're not Jewish. Right?
No, it's okay. We're
yeah,
it's very,
but you're in New York, and that look.
We're pro-Israel.
Sorry,
what are he's Australian.
I'm Australian.
Yeah, but you can be Australian but Jewish in Australia. Don't try that shit with me. The original Australians.
Nearly.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, but are you Australian like Greek, Australian, Italian?
Greek, Italian.
But if you want, if you
we've
want
spoken
to,
about this, Godfrey. Every Tuesday we'd talk about this.
I know. I fucking.
There's no respect for you.
He doesn't even know my name.
Didn't even know your name. So, but no, if you want to get some shit out of like an airline,
yeah,
right. If you want to complain, just do that. Say, hey, I'm homosexual, and I felt like they were using my homosexuality.
You can't do it on Egypt Air.
And they were like, what? Throw him out of the plane.
Yeah, they were like this. Well, you have to live. Inshallah, you have to live. You shouldn't have said no food for him. First of all, you say, you better keep that to yourself. They were like this. Please, don't. You cannot. You cannot. You said you want fruit, not your fruit. You want fruit. Okay, you want fruit. Please, inshallah. I'm telling you, you can't. Shit, you better keep that shit to. Yo, when I was in Russia last year, Moscow.
Yeah.
I think Andrew Schultz is going to be doing this shit. I was in Moscow. They were like, it was the. I'm sorry, but shit was funny. He's like, listen, many things in Russia, be careful. He said, if you talk God bad, you go to jail. If you do gay, you go to jail. If you do gay, you go to jail. Not go to jail. That's how fast you go to jail. He skipped the two. Go to jail.
Wow.
If you do gay, you go to jail.
Is it that bad in Russia for being gay?
I couldn't believe it. He was like, you go to jail. Gay or talking bad about religion, or if you talk about Putin, you're done. And they just told me. So you gay.
I'm just not going to go perform there.
What?
I just wouldn't go perform there.
Why?
And it's because I don't. It's the same reason why I don't. Like, all right, we're going to do a segment in a minute on the show, which we should talk about this. In fact, we'll bring it up now. We'll wrap up. I want to hear what happened with. Let's finish the conversation.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, you got to play by the rules, right? And there's certain rules I don't agree to play by. So for me, the repercussions for. Having that, like, to try to go to that line, which I like to do as a comedian, as a performer, podcast, or whatever.
Yeah,
the downside of that is way worse. So I don't want to. you know, when I'm on Twitter, I just don't tweet out. I'm not going to tweet out the word faggot on Twitter. I'm going to get reported. I'm going to get banned.
No, you can't do that. You
know, it's not because, and all these people are like, oh, you, that's not fair. Or like, it's like, well, dude, this it's their rules. It's their platform.
And they'll shut it down. And
so it's like, I want to use it to promote my shit. I want to use it to.
You can use other words, man. You can just go.
Exactly.
Dumbasses and stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, gents, let's talk really quickly about Blue Chew, which I love. Godfrey, have you used Blue Chew?
I haven't used it yet, but I heard about the amazing results.
Godfrey will kill a bitch.
Every single guy you met that has tried it, yeah. You know, how is it? And they just go, it works. They just giggle slightly.
And it's chewable.
It's a chewable, basically, it's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis.
That's cool.
It's a generic version of that.
Right.
And less expensive.
Yeah.
Chewable. Tastes like blue raspberry, which I
I like fruity.
And
stuff.
The best, you don't have to go to a doctor. They do the prescription right online. You fill it out right online. They send it right to your door. So. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you right now, I got a prescription. I don't want to fuck without it. I have to not fuck without it because I don't want to make it too good for these bitches. Yeah. And then, fuck it, I'm going to run out of my supply.
How long does it last? A couple hours?
Yeah. The whole night.
Mm.
You're fine.
Nice.
20 minutes later, your dick is fucking just pumping through the roof.
Nice.
It's fucking great.
I love it.
It really is great. And I'm going to tell you right now, we give you a pretty good deal here, okay? If you go to bluechew.com. And use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. We're going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. You do a little prescription questionnaire. You fill it out in like 5 minutes. Next thing you know, a week later, you got some Blue Chew right at your door. You are fucking your chick or dude. Come on. 2019.
Hey.
Or both. Fuck it, right?
Doing what you want to do.
Yeah, better than you ever have in your entire life. She's going to love it. He's going to love it. You're going to love it. Everyone's going to love it. Once again, bluechew.com, bluechew.com. Use that promo code RAP and just pay $5 shipping. All right, where were we?
Nice.
So, you know, I was going to post a picture of that. I showed you the picture of a little, really dark little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to just write caption this and post it to Twitter. But knowing what I'm drumming up.
They'll murder you.
But dude. I don't know
Is it African
if there's
child,
rules,
too?
Though, that it was this really dark baby we're going to talk about in a second. And I don't know what the rules are. Like, if I'm drumming up, like, racist comments, can I get shut down for that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So, yeah. It's not worth it for
her. Song, it's an African child. You know how many white people adopt African children? Yeah.
This is a
you
really
done
African child. Show the baby in a second. We're going to talk about her in a moment, but this is a dark baby.
That's a purple baby.
That is a fucking
it's blue-black. No, it's blue-black.
It's baby Grimace.
But it's cute.
It's baby Grimace from McDonald's?
No, I'm not saying a goddamn thing because I'm African and they come in that color.
Doggy.
And, then they get albino, too.
That baby is 14 shades darker than you.
Blue black. That's it's blue black. They could, and there's albino babies that you're like, listen, but this just goes there's a thing I do about how it's natural to react. It's natural to react to color.
Oh, look at these little white babies. So cute.
No, they're black, but they're.
No,
that's not albino. That's not albino.
That's just a mixed baby.
No, that's just albino.
Hold on, go back to that other kid.
That's albino.
Go back to that other.
I know that lady.
That's just a hot kid. There's another way to slice it.
That's a good-looking kid.
Wait. If you're going to fucking be a pedo, that's your fucking king of the hill right there.
Not for me. Oh,
that's a beauty. What would you like?
No, I'm talking about a real albino, like the ones that can't see. With the
pink eyes. Yeah.
No, those are animals, eyes. You racist.
No.
She showed a zebra. That's fucked up, Shannon.
You're the worst.
She's a fucking racist. Finish what happened with...
So she said they pulled the plug on you, boom, boom, boom. And you know what's so funny? Is like they had been picking at me for a minute. They had been micromanaging me for a minute. They were like, oh, you can't do... Then what they really complained about was like, I traveled a lot. And, oh, you're not here for the live reads. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I go... Yeah, you keep leaving. I go, but I told you I'm fucking leaving. I told you I have to go on the road. Unless you're compensating me monetarily.
The problem is with a corporate job like that is once they want
corporate
you
jobs,
out.
All you had to say.
Once they want you out, there's a million little things.
Yeah, they
wait. At SiriusXM, I remember it says you're signing off saying that you don't smoke weed. Like you can't do drugs. It's in your contract, it says I don't do drugs.
Right.
But I go to SiriusXM in LA and the offices stink of weed. The employees, I went on 420, I remember 2 years ago.
You walk by Shade 45.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shade 45. Woo!
And the girls got weed earrings on at the front desk, like the security desk. Like, and I'm like, but the reality is, if they want you out, then now they have their out. There's a million little things,
and
all of these reasons.
And I know it was a buildup because they were really bitching about me, you know, with the ads. They're like, we need him to make more money, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, fine. That's why I had that advertisers meeting, 40 people in a room talking about my show. And then it was awesome. And then, but they had already been nitpicking at me. And I, you know what's funny is when she did say, oh, you're done, it's natural for the brain to go, oh, whoa. And but I was like, I feel free. Oh, good. No. Because it was corporate-y.
Well, because this, you're not.
They're not as free as you think they
work
they,
for Gas Digital. We are partners with you. You work for yourself. That's yes. You're creating content that you own.
Yes.
It is, you know, yes. When you have that type of, and that's why podcasting is beautiful. That's why you look at guys yes. like Joe Rogan who have paved the way to be so independent.
Yes.
You don't need to, dude, Rogan doesn't, doing morning radio is laughable.
Right.
Laughable for Joe Rogan. Like, really, you want to go to your morning radio show? Suck my dick.
Right.
Suck my, your morning radio hosts are fucking 10 steps away from even being able to be considered to do my podcast. Get the fuck out of here. And having that type of freedom, it's incredible. Yes. And that's we're in a different world.
Yeah.
And I'm like I said, I'm very happy to have you on the network. I'm glad that you're going twice a week.
Thank you.
Go back to this little baby because she's very beautiful. She's a beautiful little baby, obviously, okay?
Purple.
Here's the thing. If you look at all the comments on this little baby, this is what I notice, okay? It's all nice comments. All these white people being like, oh my God. Look, wow, such a beauty. My heart melts. Let's see. I don't know what that means. So beautiful, beautiful skin tone. She's so cute. Damn, she's so cute. Okay. And she is. But I posted, go back to my comment. I posted, is no one going to say what we're all thinking?
It's a cute baby.
It's a dark fucking baby.
It's very.
It looks like. It looks like the shadow of a baby. Another baby's off camera.
One of those comments is it looks like her character model is blocked.
I know. I saw that.
And listen. And you're going to get made fun of when you have extreme, whether you're fat, whether people are going to talk about you. You know what I mean?
It's cute. I'm just saying she's very, very cute.
I know what you mean.
People, I think it's very funny that nobody wanted to say anything. One of the funniest comments.
Have we gone to the South yet?
Look at this girl. Look at this girl. She wrote, why is she this much black? Which is the funniest comment I've ever heard. Why is she this much black?
It's not her fault. It just, I mean.
So I wrote, is no one going to say what we're all thinking? And then people started replying to me. It's like, oh, what are you thinking? What do you think? You know what the fuck I'm thinking. It's a dark fucking baby.
It's like blue. It's almost like blue black. Yeah. But it's the color.
She's so black that the bottoms of her feet are blacker than you, Godfrey. Look. Holy shit. How are the bottoms of her feet that black?
It's natural. It's natural to react to color. That is a natural thing. No, honestly, like if she walked in the room, I was like, man, she's dark.
Yeah, well, isn't there that one model who's like fucking, she's that dark. She's like an African model who like she's bald and now look, yes, it's beautiful skin, but you can't deny, especially
it's
all these white people. It's very funny to me, like white people are just so stuck in their thing. And it's the elephant in the room.
But let that dark baby grow up and rob your ass.
Yes.
God damn it, it was like a shadow.
Yeah, if she came at night, you wouldn't see her.
Son of a bitch, I didn't even see her. I saw his teeth. You know.
Well, we decided.
So it's just political correct.
We decided to do a game with you, Godfrey, because you are actually African, and we feel like this baby, in certain areas, this baby is actually at risk to be lost. You know, I'm concerned that this baby could easily get lost. Mm-hmm. Okay, you take her out into fucking. There was a blackout the other day, right, in New York City.
Yes, in my building.
You know, if you know,
I know
she was walking down the street in that blackout. Who knows what would have happened?
I know.
Okay, so here, look, there we go. We're playing a game called Find the Baby.
Okay.
Is anybody? Where is she? Keith?
Right there.
Okay, you got her. Good. Right, that's the first one. That one's kind
what
of
is
obvious.
This, highlights.
Yeah.
In the dental office?
Definitely not highlights.
I thought we were going to do a fucking, like, kitty music or with the baby crying.
No.
You could do the African beat, too. It would be kind of fun.
No.
All right, I won't.
No African beats, you motherfuckers. No African beats.
What do
you sons of bitches.
Let's see. All right, so let's go to the next one. Find the baby.
It might be behind the corner you're blocking.
Wait, no way. It can't be.
Find a baby.
Is it?
I don't think it's in there.
No, she's in there. She has to be in there. They wouldn't just not put her in there.
She's not there. She's not there. She has a glow to her. You can see.
Where is she, guys? Can we circle her? Can we zoom in a little?
Nope. Nah, man. Y'all are being... Nah, it's not there, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, wait. We thought it was a part of the tree.
Nope.
Go zoom in.
Nope.
Zoom in. Yeah. Zoom in. She's hanging on the tree right there.
Right where?
Right there, look. To the left.
Right there.
Yeah.
To the left. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that's where the baby's at.
Okay, but I saw that, but it doesn't look right. Oh, the
Go
way you guys...
Click off it. Click off it now.
Click off it.
Click off it now. Or yeah, where it's not highlighted. Don't highlight it. So, yeah, it just looks like part of the tree.
That's dumb.
Okay, go to the next
whack.
One.
That was whack.
Go to the next one.
Dumb baby music.
This bit should be going better.
Yeah, it's
this
so
is clunky.
Bad.
This is clunky, guys.
It's bad. Come on. What do we do as comics? You move on to the next joke, right?
We have another one. Hold on. Where is the baby?
Is it upside down on the right?
I was thinking it's the head.
Oh, right yeah, there. Yeah. She right there. Yes. Good job,
yeah, yeah,
Zach.
I saw that head, the little piece.
We found her.
Y'all are just ridiculous.
Is there anything else? Is she anywhere else that's good, at least?
Oh, no. Space.
This baby's lost in space.
Oh, man, I don't know where the fuck.
This little baby's lost in space. She could be anywhere.
Jesus.
So,
Houston, we have a problem.
I think she's sitting right on top. I see her.
Houston, yeah. Here we got a problem. We got an African baby right there in space. You got to just find her right there.
Zimbabwe, we
I
have
don't
a problem.
See nothing right there. I think I see the baby that she's there. Man, you talk about dark. I don't know where she is.
She's on top of the satellite right there. Yeah, I see her.
Houston, we got a real big problem. God damn it.
All right, let's do one more. Baby. One more. Batman.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that down? I don't know.
Where is she? Where is she on Batman?
All right, there she is in the middle, on the left. Left side.
I don't know. I don't see her.
By the chest.
Oh, she's on his utility belt. She's one of his utilities. Okay.
Oh.
There she is. I see her.
Robin, get my black blue baby.
Get my black baby.
I'm going to toss it at him in the dark and hit him with it. The African baby book. The Batarang.
Shit. This is fucked up. We are fucked up on the show.
I mean, it's a real ass podcast.
You gotta get real ass every once in a while. We talk about the issues.
We're not on a church network.
It's true. Okay? This is true. All right. So what happened with Michael Jackson's fans? They're suing the victims for damaging the memory of the dead.
What the fuck just happened?
So this is in France. They're from France, the people that are suing. And they feel like that after the documentary came out, Finding Neverland or whatever it's called.
Dumbass documentary. Yeah.
That they feel that it was just a ploy to get money by Wade Robson and the other guy.
Wade fucking punk ass.
And so they're suing for ruining the memory. They're suing for, $1.7 million towards each of them.
How many francs is that?
I don't know.
How many what?
It was in dollars.
It's not francs anymore. It's euro.
Whatever, man. All my references are from the
I used to go to
80s.
France when it was Franks. I remember Franks. It was awesome. When the dollar was king.
So, hold on.
Yeah, what?
So, there's Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Sue them. Fuck yeah. Michael's my...
What happened now? Godfrey, is this... Did I hear this correctly? You believe that Michael's innocent?
Yes. Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, all seriousness.
100% believe he's innocent.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Michael had a lot of power, dude. A lot of power, man. He owned a lot of shit. Paul McCartney's pissed at him because he owned the Beatles shit. He had a partnership in Sony. They were fucking mad at that shit. And he was talking about, in his song, he was calling people the fuck out. He literally calling people fuck out. And you know Michael has influence on people because he's the most popular motherfucker in the world.
I was in Disney World a week and a half ago, and there was a whole wall dedicated to Michael Jackson in the Pop Century Resort.
Right.
And they were playing music, and I was like, there are children here. In today's day, regardless of how you feel, because I think that he was fucking kids. This is crazy, Godfrey. This is crazy, Godfrey.
He wasn't fucking
kids. This is crazy.
Children. No. He was.
But at the very least, today, where when you're blamed, that sticks. And the consensus is that Michael Jackson was fucking kids, right? In general, most people, if you ask them, 9 out of 10 people walking down the street would think that Michael Jackson was fucking kids. And the fact that Disney still is like, you know what? Nah. We're still giving it to him. It's sort of fucking like...
And all the kids are in there.
They love it.
Because Michael's the greatest. Fuck that.
My son constantly sings, Do You Believe I Can Fly? Because I was playing one day and he loves the song.
Wow.
So now he just walks around going, You Believe I Can Fly?
What?
Yeah, so I got to explain that to people.
It's a good song. It's a great song. You know, but
And R. Kelly didn't do anything to fucking real kids.
No, but Michael...
14, 15 years old girls.
I even said
those are women in some cultures.
The fact that Michael has a high-pitched voice is what makes people think he really did it. Now, if Michael was like this, now fuck that, man. I never fuck with them kids, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I believe him. But it's like, I told you I never did it.
Yeah. Mm. I just love kids.
That's Bible study finger, you know what I mean? That's Bible study voice right there. That's camp counselor shit.
Shannon, what?
I was wrong about the amount of money that they're suing for.
Blame Shannon.
Yes. They're suing for, it comes out to $1.13, but they're suing for €1 each for each damaging memory.
For each damaging memory?
Yeah.
And how many damaging?
What the fuck? What's the total? What's the total?
One for Robson and one for Safechuck. There's no total.
There was a kid that called Wade Robinson out saying, you're just mad because you missed a certain gig that Michael promised you or some shit, some dance shit, and he was just mad at Michael and had some kids calling him out. It's like, you're a fucking liar, Wade.
I mean, how many people can possibly come out and say that he did it? I mean, I understand
people were trying to get money from
also,
the guy.
Also, the amount of, I mean.
And they needed something to take his ass down, too, because they wanted that shit back. You know what I mean?
I don't know, Godfrey. I feel like
Prince shit is all fucking mad shady. My friend was bodyguard for Prince for 2 years, and I met Prince through my friend Nasir, and I was like, he was, because Prince always spoke about keeping your own shit, you know, having your own shit, not letting people determine.
Me and Prince.
But he said it. Prince would say, you remember he wrote that thing, slave, on the side of his face because he finally got his masters back? And if you know who Van Jones is, Van Jones has that show on CNN, who was his lawyer for years, and they took them like 15 years to get his fucking masters back. And when it comes to that, when it comes to masters and shit like that, the music industry is really, really adamant about having that shit.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke, if you guys see that documentary, Sam Cooke was the person to advocate keeping your masters. And Sam Cooke ended up opening up, he started a black record company back in the 60s. And the mob came to him and said, yo, what's up with you you can't have your own fucking record company. He's like, I want to own my own shit. They was like, nah, dog. And then Sammy Davis Jr. had to call Sam Cooke and say, dude, they're not fucking around. Just let the shit go. He goes, fuck that. All of a sudden, Sam Cooke is murdered in a fucking hotel by an Asian woman and a black woman on some dumb shit.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you,
here's the thing. I don't know anything about this world, but I still think Michael Jackson fucked some kids.
So I don't think so.
I feel like you're beating me in this thing.
Shamone.
You know all this stuff.
No, Lou.
Shamone.
Think of all the girls.
Shamone.
You shared a bed with. You were
Shamone. Shamone. Shamone, dude. He never fucking.
Just doing that in an argument about Michael Jackson.
Shamone. He never fucking. Shamone.
He
never did.
What does Shamone mean? Was there a
definition?
Come on,
Shamone.
You were saying come on.
Game on it. All right.
You love him though. You can't. I love him. You're too much of a fan. You're not. You're
seeing Shamone.
You're
emotional. Shamone, Lewis. Come on, man.
You're Shamotional.
Come on, he never did it, man.
Shamone.
You lying, man. Fuck out of here.
Shit.
Shamone.
I like it.
I'm just saying.
This is the way to have an argument about something.
I'm
this
a is fan.
Why can't people just argue like this?
You want to be starting something? Is that what it is? Beat it with that shit, dude. Beat it. Word up. You want to be starting something, huh? You want to be starting something? Fuck, man. Right. It's hard, too high to get over, too low to get under, man. Because you're stuck in the middle. And the pain is thunder.
I'm seeing when he runs out of references. It's going to happen eventually.
I can keep going. Yeah. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Jesus.
I don't mind it. That's also just a good...
Just leave him alone. Won't.
All right.
Nah. Sorry.
I think that is hard to come forward and say I was getting my asshole plowed out. Like, as a man, doing that, the amount of men that have to do that, it's a difficult thing to come to terms with.
Butthole Surfers, dude.
Hell yeah. Solid band.
I know, solid band from the 80s. I learned about that. Long Butthole Surfers, Naked Reagan, Bad Brains, all the whole night, because I dated a punk rocker in high school, so I knew about all that shit. But did you see the Band Called Death documentary yet?
What?
Band Called Death documentary.
No.
They predate the Ramones. It's three black dudes, the Hackney Brothers, in Detroit, who were doing punk rock before all the motherfuckers. I'm not surprised. Look it up.
Here we go.
Band Called Death. They had just one
album. So that you're saying black people also invented punk rock?
No, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we invented rock,
dude. Hold on, tell me.
God damn it!
Can I tell you right now, 99% of our audience is white.
I know. So, that's why I said it.
So we need
they
to
need to learn
can
that.
Can we teach them something about black culture today? Well, all right, so what happened? Now they invented
rock? No, not that black stuff again.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what?
No, this is why, but here's the thing. This is why Godfrey is a better person to teach white people about black culture, because white people like you inherently.
Yes.
And then even though you hate them, they don't sense it. It's well, fucking great.
Here's the reason why you can hate white people. Can I tell you? Don't. Here's the reason. Because there's footage.
Yeah. Well, there's footage. But that's okay. You can also hate white people and still get along with them.
Listen, whites can hate black people. I was a guy.
I appreciate racism. I've been saying this forever. Tell me you're racist so I know so where we're at.
So you know where we're at. Thank you.
It's okay. Why are you hiding it? Why are you pretending?
Exactly. I was there. Listen, I was the type of guy in high school and college where me and my buddy Kyle, we got invited to the whitest parties. Like, Chicago's the most segregated city in the country, by the way. And they would go, and I was on the track team and football team. So they'd be like,
we know.
They'd be like, Godfrey, yo, we're coming to our party, and you and Kyle loved white girls. He was that dude. Well,
Kyle was a black guy too.
But he loved hanging with me because I was like him. But I was like,
did you love white chicks at the time? Did you have your phase?
No,
because I've only seen you with really black chicks.
Yeah, because I love black women.
Yeah,
and but I don't.
White women are great though.
I've boned, man, dude. Fucking a white girl. Come on, man. That's like, excellent. Come on, man. That's like getting a drink of water, son. I'm just being honest. I mean, but I had a lot of French women. I fucked a lot of foreign white women, Swedish women. I fucked a lot of Dutch women. I fucked like
what's
foreign
the top
women, Norwegian
top white woman, top shelf white woman. What is the best?
If you go to Sweden or you go to Montreal. Motherfucker.
Those girls fuck like beasts, but their pussies stink a little.
Who are you fucking, bro?
Girls in Montreal.
I get dirty ones that shower before they come see me. Fuck that. You got to wash your nasty. Get that fuck out of here with that. But here's
French
the thing.
Canadian bitches.
I fucked, I fucked
you know
French, what I mean?
It's cold up there.
Italian. So like, I fucked all foreign women. You know, because when you're a black dude, it's fucking water. That's real shit.
Yeah.
It's water when you're black. It's so easy. And like shit like that. Yeah. That's fucking for me. Yeah,
that's great.
Artie, me and Artie.
Look at that one frumpy bitch in the middle. She's just there. Like, look at her. Look at her. She's just with all of her hot friends.
What'd you say?
These are women from
Actually,
Montreal.
It's two of them. It looks like
are
two.
Are those women from Montreal? Mm-hmm. They're fucking
it
bad
looks like
as
two
fucking
water-headed
Montreal.
Chicks in the middle that were like, let's
right.
take a picture
and
of
I
these
go
hot
to
chicks.
Montreal. I'm not going this year, but I go to the comedy festival every year, yeah. And I always got some bad French African, French. I always get. That's normal for me.
Right?
That's normal shit for me. So. What was I saying? What were
you
saying?
You were saying that you and Kyle, we were in college getting
invited
to the white
I always
parties.
Used to get invited to the white parties. Like, yo, dude, like, I said, can I bring some of my buddies from the track team? No, man, just you, man. Just you come. Because you're not like, you know, you're black, but you're not like them. I go, I am like them. But I've always been very proud of blackness.
Yeah, of course.
But not where it's exclusive. It's always inclusive.
Of course.
But it's just being proud of who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all
completely.
It is.
I agree. And I think you're like me, where you sort of like to pull that string. Racism is a thing that it makes people so uncomfortable. When I've always just cringy sort of comedy or that moment of cringe where you're like, you bring them to that level.
I love it.
Is always what made me go like, fuck, that's great. And I think race issues are one of the things right now where it's like, and it always has been since I was a kid, but right now where people are so sensitive about
it. But whites are the ones that control the sensitivity. There's no one else doing it.
Oh, nobody.
Now.
If you go
They're
to a comedy
ones.
Club, black people and Hispanic people
are amazing.
Don't give a fuck. They don't care about racial jokes. They don't care about sexist jokes.
Whites
they
are the
want,
only ones controlling this, the narrative.
It's because, and it's not. That's not true. When you go to
not just the
narrative. I'm saying what I was saying is not true. When you go to blue collar or poor communities, that's when it's fucking great
because
they have real problems. Because you go to Tampa, those crowds are fucking fire.
Oh yeah, I go
and
to all that
blue collar.
Oh yeah, no
poor
doubt.
People.
You don't gotta go that far. A fucking bar show in Jersey,
Boston. I mean,
no
there's
doubt.
Like those people are trying to laugh and they have real problems. So when they hear, I did a show last night. I did some fucking bar show, which I can't do bar shows in New York anymore because they're always riddled with fucking this new New York fucking like they hear trigger words and I offended a chick in the front row white chick.
White women are ruining comedy by the way,
you know the and
sorry
and
you guys are ruining comedy.
So I'm trying to work on a joke where I talk about how we when we were little kids we wanted to have a superpower and you start to get creepier as you get older because you use your superpowers for evil. You know, you want to be invisible. You want to be able to fucking
of course.
So and I go on to say, I make the joke or whatever, and I make a joke about how if You were invisible. If I was going to finger bang a chick in her sleep, if I was invisible, I would make her love it because I would pretend to be a really cool dead person. I would pretend to be Heath Ledger. Because she thinks it's a ghost, I pretend to be Heath Ledger. So that's the joke I made. Okay. Whatever. So
right.
Stupid.
Right.
It's not very good yet. But.
Right. So I as you're explaining, I'm like, okay.
All right, let's see where this goes. So, but this woman gets it. She's like, no, no. She literally says that loud, or no. And I was like, oh, not Heath Ledger? Who do you think it should be? And
then Keanu?
I'm playing dumb, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And she's fucking, you know, and at one point I was like, no, I know what she fucking means. She's, you know, but, and it got a pop and it got a laugh, but it's sort of like that's what you're dealing with now, which is people that, if they're in any sort of.
But it's mainly, listen, the people who I notice who leave and go are white women. They're the only ones doing it. But then 53% of them voted Trump in. I don't get it. They're Decepticons. I said it over and over. White women are Decepticons. You don't know what side they jump on. They bitch about when Louis C.K. was coming in the cellar. There were white women with little signs, and they were like, and I was standing in the front going, I was like, they were like, do you think that he has the right to go on stage? I go, fuck yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
It's a freak.
It's
yeah.
The only thing he has the right
and,
to do.
And first of
it's
all, he's fucking, a comedian, and he has children, and he has to feed his family.
And he's one of the best of all time. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
stop trying
you.
To, stop trying to kill, you know, and I consider it comedy art. I romanticize stand-up comedy.
Comedy most people, is an art form.
The problem is the general public doesn't, and they look at it as like,
easy
you know,
to do.
They're clowns going
clowns,
on stage. And
but then, right.
But those right. bitches that were outside of the Comedy Cellar, not a single one of them were fucking, there we go. When you support Louis C.K., you tell a
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, that's the lady. Yes, the lady with it.
I'm really sorry I did that.
And you know what's really sad?
But this bitch was never going into the Comedy Cellar to buy a drink once in
but
her entire life.
Like,
this she's not fun.
But how lazy
like
is
funny.
Her protest sign? Yeah. Lazy bitch. That's a lazy
that is
bitch
the inside
right there.
Of a box of Kit Kats.
She didn't give a fuck. No, she got lazy, found a little cardboard. I know homeless dudes with better fucking writing than that.
Yeah.
Are you serious? That was lazy. And I saw her and I was like, yo, go over there somewhere. It's like,
yeah, beat it.
You know, yo, what is he supposed to never work again? You let him work out his. And it, even I talked to Apatow. We all had a discussion. Me, Judd Apatow, all of us were at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the Louis C.K. thing. I said, but Judd. I said, my man, no disrespect. Yo, you're a comic, bro. You're a comedian.
Yeah.
You do comedy. So you gotta be a comedian about this. You gotta take which side are you gonna take? I said, the guy is you can't tell him how to apologize. You let him work his way
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
He's
That's
already
the
embarrassed.
Other part of it
that
is
he's a
that,
grown man.
And comedians know this, right? Any comic knows this. They're going like, oh, well, you know, he needs to address it. Well, first of all, no, he doesn't. He can do whatever the fuck he wants
fuck
to do.
He wants.
But he is addressing it. He's actually writing jokes about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And he has to find the path. There's going to be a dozen jokes that he tries out that are not
Thank
going to work.
You.
You have to fail in comedy in order to find the really good,
all,
meaty
all,
shit.
I've never been through some shit like this. You know how embarrassing, how much balls it takes to go, okay, I've been publicly shamed.
Yep.
Now how the fuck am I going to approach this shit?
Yeah.
I mean,
I got a daughter.
I got kids.
I got an ex-wife.
I got shit that I'm losing.
Yeah.
The fact that he's coming out, he's not coming out on some fuck all y'all. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, I
and what
find
they
a
do is
work.
They throw this. It's like they paint people a certain way. So now what they're doing, and it's fucked up,
mm-hmm.
is they paint him as a alt-right Nazi, whatever they, and then they make people. Anybody who's sort of in the middle, they go like, I don't want to associate with a Nazi. I don't want to be, you know, and it's kind of fucked up because they don't allow him to find that retribution. They don't allow him to comedians. We use it as therapy. We write jokes as therapy. We talk about fucked up things for a reason. And, you know, who knows at the end of all of it, he might come out and go, you know what? I did some fucked up shit. Or he might say, hey, you know what? I didn't. It's not for me or you to judge or decide. But let him go and figure that out. And on top of that, stop trying to kill one of the greatest comedians of our time who is, you know, you're literally taking art out of the world for something so minor. And I said this a million times and I'll say it a million times again. It's just not that big of a fucking deal.
My thing
he jerked
is,
off.
Those
that's
girls
it.
Came around because they were star fuckers.
Yeah.
And he asked, can I jerk off in front of you? And these are the same motherfuckers that watched his show. You knew his show was about his fucking sexual weirdness, about his depression. You knew that was his show. Everybody that was a fan of fucking Louis had the same motherfuckers talking shit about him. And another thing, too, is there were a couple comics that I was surprised that were trying to get pub off of that shit. And I was like, my man, And these motherfuckers, he put money in their pockets.
Let me tell you something.
He put money in their pockets, dog.
Anybody. You're right.
That's bitch made shit to me.
Let me tell you something.
Yo, there's a man code out here, dude. Shut the fuck up. Listen, if Louis did some shit you didn't like, you go, you know what? I'm going to keep quiet. I'm not going to say anything public off of his shit. I don't agree with what he did. I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm over here. Period.
Anybody
but
who
if
opened
he put
up-
money in your motherfucking pocket. I did the first two seasons of Louis without auditioning. That motherfucker, do you know the kind of demographic that changed? Everybody saw my episodes.
It was great. Well, you had an episode about you, which
about
was fucking
me,
great.
But he put me on both. That motherfucker put me on the Chris Rock show 3 times, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't audition for that shit. Louis was like, yo, get Goffy for that 3 times. So guess what? I go, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
He put money in my pocket. I don't, listen.
But let me say
go
this.
Ahead, go ahead.
Anybody who worked for Louis C.K., with Louis C.K., anybody who opened up for him in those garden shows,
man.
Anybody who wrote on those shows, anybody who wrote on Horace and Pete, acted on it, who did the Louis C.K. show, anybody who took advantage of all the opportunities that he created and then talked shit after.
Oh,
let me explain to you something. Man. This is why they're even worse than that. It's not even just the guy code.
Because they knew
well,
it
hold on,
the whole time.
It's not even just the guy code. It's not even just that. Because that's one thing. And I have a thing where if you work with somebody and you become friendly with somebody, you should have some loyalty. Or even forget that. The rumor about Louis C.K. was so much worse than the reality that came out in that New York Times article.
Mm.
The rumor that everybody knew for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
A decade. Yeah. We all knew this fucking rumor about Louis C.K. Uh-huh. And the rumor was that he held the door closed and wouldn't let these girls leave. That's what everyone thought happened. And everyone turned a blind eye. Everyone, all these feminist bitches, they all worked with him. They all opened up for him. They all did these shows. They all worked for him thinking it was fucking worse than it actually was. Mm. So they're phonies. They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Because the reality is they didn't give a shit when it put money in their pockets and they're like, oh, well, nobody's saying anything.
Yep.
And now it becomes a thing where they can have an opinion on it and they can actually, there's currency in terms of sort of like digital presence and sort of like, you know, it's not exactly money, but it is. Every time we get a like, there's value. If you can go to some sort of like, you know, fucking economist or somebody who does this, every fucking like on Twitter is worth a fraction
Damn
of a
right.
penny. You
Damn
know what I'm
right.
saying? There's some
Damn
value
right.
there in
Damn
some
right.
way, and you can quantify that.
Mm-hmm.
So these people that are going and posting this shit and they're posturing for the public, they're fucking phonies. And anybody who made money with Louis during that time and then talk shit after, there's a few of them. I know like three
I
or four
know
of them.
A few, me
they're
too.
Dead to me. In my head,
they're done.
I will never work with them.
Done.
They're fucking garbage.
You're whack.
Go look. You got fan. I'm not going to name names. Fuck that. The fans can do the math themselves. Go look at all the projects that Louis had in the past 10 years.
Yep.
See who worked with him and then see who talked shit afterwards.
Fuck them.
Don't support those motherfuckers.
Yeah. And,
don't support
and
them.
And here's another thing. I was just going to say something. About Louis, man. And it's so funny because all the shit, when that shit came out, I was like, dude, like he's brought in comics that were not working a lot. He opened up like Tony Woods. Tony never said anything. Tony's great. And I love Tony's one of the greatest comics on the planet, but he's unknown. Chappelle is acting like Tony Woods.
Well, Chappelle also credits Tony Woods as one of his biggest
influences. Because he took him under his wing in D.C. Yeah. That's why when you see Chappelle,
Tony's
that's Tony Woods.
Yeah.
Smoking on stage, that's Tony.
Yeah,
Tony,
the fucking microphone.
And that cool shit, that's Tony Woods.
Yeah.
Tony is one of the coolest motherfuckers on stage.
And that's not saying that Chappelle's
Chappelle's
influence.
It's okay to be
the same way you look at Big J, you're like, that's Dave Attell. If you watch Big J, you can see that he loves Dave Attell.
I was influenced by Jim Carrey and fucking and Richard. I was too. Like Eddie Murphy. We all are. But I'm saying that Louis C.K. is that kind of guy. Go, let me get Tony Woods.
Yeah.
Give him some work and fucking because no one else is doing it.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? About Gaffigan. Gaffigan, like, he did his show. He put like fucking 100 comics a season on.
This is what I'm saying.
For no reason.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why the Gaffigan show. I didn't audition for Gaffigan's show. They just hit me up and they were like, oh, Gaffigan mentioned you for this
that's
one
dope.
Scene.
That's awesome.
Which is just fucking, he doesn't need to.
I actually auditioned for Gaffigan's show and it was a Nigerian and I couldn't get it. And I'm Nigerian. And Jim's like this. Yeah, you did a good job. I'm Godfrey. Shut up. You know what I mean? But yeah. But that shit is
we're such selfish assholes because your story didn't work out. You're like, yeah, fuck Jim Gaffigan. Fuck his show.
Fuck his show, bastard. No, but I love Jim. Jim's so fucking
Jim's
funny.
Man,
I love
dude.
Watching his shit too.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like my thing is, it's just amazing how, and one other lady was like, oh, so you think he should, I go, and I just said, ah, fuck you. How about that? Yeah. I was like, see, this is how you know. If Picasso, and if you know Picasso, when he was angry, people knew when he was dating a new chick, and they knew when he was breaking up with a girl by his paintings.
Really?
He would make a shitty painting of the woman. But when he liked her, when he was having a good time, he would draw nice paintings of her. Right. I went to the Picasso Museum in Spain, and it was like Picasso, when he was pissed.
I walked by the Picasso Museum in Amsterdam over and over again between the Red Light District and weed shops. I'm going to stop there eventually.
I went in because I'm a museum guy. Yeah. So I went in, and I was like, oh, that's when he's mad. See, if you're a painter, if you're a singer, you know, it's artists. It's artistry. They're going through something. But comedy, a comedian... This is an art form. This is how we express ourselves. Bill Cosby is going to start doing comedy in prison.
You think so?
No, he is.
Well, you know, literally. So.
Yeah, I've done comedy in prison before. I've done a women's maximum security and men's maximum security. It was an amazing experience. I had only been doing comedy 3 years, and my friend who used to be in jail said I got hookups to prisons, and yeah. He said, "Do you want to do
they
prisons?"
Need it. They,
and I'm
they,
a big
they,
Johnny
really,
Cash.
I think that's a great thing. Because,
I'm a Johnny Cash fan,
so
I always wanted to be like Folsom Prison. So I said, "Yeah," and I did a fucking, and they have.
And then Jeff Ross just took that idea.
Yeah, right. And so I did a prison, and Cosby is going to be doing comedy in prison. I think he should record an album out of prison. They said he's going to do he wants to do comedy. And I think that it would be great to record an album out of prison.
Somebody's going to record Cosby it. Somebody's going to get it. Listen,
dude, that shit will sell out.
Oh, of course.
He'll be like, you see, my name is 12567842256. And fuck the bullshit. I've been doing push-ups and shit. But you know what I hate? The one thing I hate is the oatmeal, man. That
still
fucking
clean.
Oatmeal.
He's just still clean.
He's still clean. The oatmeal will get you, man. They say, hey, give me the oatmeal or I got you. Oh. So, yeah, man. And then when the showers come, the guy hits me with his penis, I got the duck. Oh, shit. And everyone's like, oh,
it'd be great.
Cosby.
Well, if he did comedy, they sneak cell phones into those prisons. Somebody will record it, and that'll get leaked in a heartbeat.
I guarantee you, Cosby do an album, and that shit will be one of the highest selling fucking albums ever. I know this.
Yeah.
They
do
need
you believe
to record.
Cosby? Do you think that Cosby did anything? Godfrey.
Yeah.
You know, you did. You do.
Because I know somebody. Listen. I know a woman in my agency who told me about Cosby grabbing her at his house, but she never reported it. She got away, and she goes,
Time they don't report it.
Right.
If there's 50 victims, that's why I know Cosby did some
well,
shit.
Well, after 100, I was like,
yeah, that's like,
you know,
crazy.
And I worked for
shit.
Cosby.
Yeah.
I worked for Cosby in 97. I worked for him. I was my first job audience coordinator in Queens, Kaufman Astoria Studios, right next to Sesame Street, and I worked for Cosby for 6 months, and it was cool.
Doing warm-up?
Warm-up. I was audience coordinator. I would bring him out. I'd bring Felicia Rashad, Cosby, Madeline Kahn. That was his CBS show after the main Cosby show.
Right.
And you should have seen the camera dudes. The camera dudes that worked with Cosby on the old one, they said, oh, man, you ain't seen the pussy that we used to have on the regular one. God, sure. They were like this, dude. It was so much ass out there. Like the finest. It was pussy everywhere.
Yeah.
And even on this show, it wasn't as much, but there were always hot chicks around. And I'd be like, yo, who the fuck are these women? And they go, oh, those are friends of Dr. Cosby's.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, he's getting the pudding, huh? But some of these women, though, what's funny is like, you are here to get to move up, miss.
Right.
Why are you here? You know, he said his wife, Camille, you know he's married. You know this.
Yeah.
Why are you over here? It's fine and fine as fuck, though. Not even like, you're like, God damn.
But he is a
mentor
because he doesn't, when you're that famous.
Yeah. And that powerful, too.
You don't need to drug women. So
He's a cornball.
Well, that's definitely his thing.
He was a cornball. He has a hatred.
He is a creep, and he, you know, that's that is a darkness.
Yes.
Because,
like,
it's another level of depravity where you need to hurt the person in a legitimate way in order to get off, right?
And here, it's a power thing.
Because he could have paid women to hurt them. He could have, he was rich enough, famous enough.
Dude.
He could have, like, it didn't need to be a thing where he was legitimately. So that's a darkness where you turn a corner. It's not, like, I look at that and I go, like, oh, shit, that's truly evil. And this is why I think Michael Jackson could have done it. This is why when you see the Jeffrey Epstein thing, this world of power, right? So when you have, I have a little bit of financial security now, and I have a couple businesses, and I feel a certain sense of, you know, power and certain, you know, I have employees that work for me, and I produce things. And I see how intoxicating it is to sort of like be in the world where you have like, oh shit, I can actually have authority over something. And then you're a fucking billionaire or have $100 million and you're world famous and you're,
but then
the repercussions are all, they all sort of like disappear. You could buy yourself out of, and you let yourself go to that depravity. And I think that truly there's a lot of really evil people that are like in the world of Hollywood.
Oh, of course.
Because, and I think a lot of, there's the same amount of people that have that bug that are in the blue collar world and that are poor.
Yeah, of course.
But they never, that bug never gets to be activated because they never have that type of freedom. True. They deal with repercussions.
Definitely.
On a very large scale from a very early age.
Of course. But I just, you know, and it's a personality thing too. I mean, we are artists and there's always something missing. They say that for us to be doing, we're narcissists. That's what we are, yes. And there's different levels of narcissism. But, It was a perfect thing about like what Cosby was so clean, but I go, every comedian has some sense, some kind of anger and darkness, and that's what motivates us to be funny. And that's what with Cosby's was, that fucking evil shit, you know, because he was such a clean comic. But I go, I don't give a fuck. We all have something creepy or something about us, whether it's a temper thing.
Yeah.
Temper thing, whether you're just pissed at the world, injustices, you know, you're neurotic, whatever. And Cosby was that with women. He was like, fuck
them. Even, you know, whether it's sexual depravity, just like those little, weird shit, those little dark triggers. I think everyone's got a certain level of sexual depravity. And that's what I think Louis' thing was. And I think, you know, it is sex. I think sex drives, you know, it's.
But Freud everything. Said it the best.
It's Freud. It's power and sex.
Because I was in Austria and I went to Freud's office because I have a degree in psychology. So. Yeah. I'm a neo-Freudian, as they say, and I love Freud. And people were like, well, Freud was all high and all, but the one thing Freud did, he was a psychoanalysis, and one thing he did say about the sex theories was the truth. He said, we are driven by sexual fucking drives, and it is the truth. It's the reason why we go to the gym. It's the reason why we want to look cool. It's the reason why girls wear fucking shorts. It's why we want a nice
car.
It's the reason why girls want to get their lips to this, to that, to that. Everybody goes to the gym because people want to look good and they want motherfuckers' dicks to get hard. Even if a girl doesn't like you, she wants to have that privilege of going, yeah, he tried to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because people are upset when they're not sexually attractive.
I agree.
People are upset, man. There's a reason why motherfuckers shoot up schools, man. They ain't getting no pussy, dog. Yeah. Nobody that shoots up schools is getting pussy. I guarantee you, no one goes, man, he was getting all the pussy in the world. He just wanted to kill everybody. I see how the Eddie Murphy thing, I go right to that.
I love it.
But it's the funniest shit. He's Murphy. Like, man, he was getting all the pussy, man. He was doing threesomes, everything, and he wanted to kill it. No.
Yeah.
It's usually the guys that are like, they never liked me, girls hated me. But I believe half of that is the reason why they shoot up high schools. Because women are fucking mean as shit in high school. I know.
Well,
that.
That's the difference between
they're fucking mean as fuck. Women they reject
just tell you,
like,
I don't like you, you're fat.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Women are fucking
why would you
evil
say that?
In high school.
It's rare that you will find a guy that will just say that to a chick. Like, I'll say that to Shannon's face. I have no problem with it, okay? I'm a real ass.
Shannon.
Blame Shannon's eating disorder.
Blame Shannon's eating disorder. Blame Shannon.
But
Shannon is Let the Music Play. Remember the song Let the Music Play by Shannon?
Let the music play. It's sexual depravity. It lives in all of us. And some people, as you tweak their nipple, and that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
No,
some people just hitting a doggy style. They're like, I'm seeing your asshole.
Cool.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, right.
But that's still like, think about this. Like, whatever your darkest sexual depravity is, people that are listening right now, like, that's what it feels like. The thing that turns you on the most, that's what it feels like for Cosby to rape.
Yeah, to like.
That's like if you like, you're like, dude, I love when a fucking chick grabs my balls when I'm hitting her doggy style. And
that's awesome. Yeah, there's certain things you're like, fuck. Yeah, like,
that's fucking like scratches your taint a little bit with
like damn. What? That's
Cosby when he hears snoring.
That's when Cosby fucking sees a sleeping bitch. He's like, oh my God. This just gets me going.
Yeah, that's weird ass shit.
It's that same exact thing. Whatever it is, you tap into
it. I've been in rooms with girls drunk. And about to, like, hey, you want to find, like, nah, I'm good. I put a blanket over it and I leave. Can't That's necrophilia it. Type shit.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't like that.
I don't
as
like
much
it at all.
As I want to, y'all want to fuck, but I want to earn it and I want everybody to be lucid.
Yeah.
You know when I do it?
Well, also, like, in today's day and age, I just don't want to fucking catch some crazy bitch that's going to be like, oh, he fucked me when I was drunk. I had a thing, you know, which is like, I shouldn't say, but it's like, that's the world we live in. It's kind of crazy because now the media has gone so much further. Now it's like just kid fucking. So it's like that whole thing is like,
I heard they're trying to pass a law for that shit.
Rape culture is fucking like, it's so such an old idea now. Like nobody really gives a shit. Like we're beyond that even being a story.
Right.
But I still feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like if a chick's really drunk, I don't feel right. Like legitimately,
I don't
like,
even like that shit. Yeah. That's a, it's almost a responsibility. Like, yeah.
Well, my ex used to like to get drunk and have sex. That's when she would get horny, and I was like,
yeah. It's like for the fact that a woman has to get drunk to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. My dick sucks. Thanks for making me feel bad about myself.
I want a girl to be mad lucid, so you know how good you are,
and to connect those two things. Sometimes when girls are really drunk, it's like taking care of a little kid.
No. It's the worst
shit. Well, now we're getting into my area. Hell yeah. You see that Dora the Explorer? This new movie's coming out. I looked at her.
Sexy Dora?
She's pretty hot.
She's hot as shit.
She just turned 18. God, I mean, damn. She's pretty hot.
Come on, doggy. Come on.
Why are you going to book this bitch to play Dora? Woo! How am I supposed to want to try to fuck Dora?
She's fine. She is fine.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's Dora.
What?
I would like to explore her. Yeah.
I was going to say that joke not sarcastically. Or like,
I'd like to explore her.
I was waiting for the timing, and I was going to say it in all seriousness.
She's fine.
Did she turn 18 days ago?
She's probably older than that, but she looks 18. Yeah.
No. July 10th, she turned 18 years old.
Bad. Oof.
She's fucking cute as shit.
Yep. I want to fuck Dora.
Who's that movie for?
The Big Dora. I want Big Dora.
Big Dora.
I want Big D. Oh, yeah. You can get it.
Yeah. Look at her. What? Who is that?
That's not Dora. That's not Dora.
That's not Dora. That's a child. There she is.
Yeah. She can get it quick.
Yeah.
Dora.
Can we see the trailer for Dora the Explorer?
Yo quiero Dora.
She's just fucking twerking in a club.
Yo quiero Dora. Because, you know, she's Spanish. Is she going to be speaking Spanish a little bit?
Does she?
She's Spanish American.
Oh, dude. She can be pregnant by the time she's 19.
Yeah. That's Spanish shit, though.
Let's see the trailer for Dora the Explorer. I'm excited about this. I'm going to take my son to see it.
Dora, it's time for dinner.
If you think you know Dora.
Delicioso.
See?
Can you say delicioso?
See? Oh, he's in it.
She'll grow out of it.
You know, he's a Scientologist.
Dora, this isn't the jungle. It's high school. It's life or death.
So if I don't talk to you, don't take it personal, okay? We're all just trying to survive. High school's a horrible nightmare.
Excuse me? I kind of suck.
Are you?
I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm just kidding.
Who's that bitch? Why does she have so much facial hair? You're in Hollywood. Go back to that fucking bit. Hold on. That chick had a fucking a layer of fur. Is she a monkey? Are they making a human version of the monkey?
Doing a monkey with the boots, right?
Wow.
She's probably Indian.
Doggy. I'm just saying.
Indians are popular now.
Her lips are dirty.
Dude, her eyebrows are no joke. You know there was a one eyebrow there. And then you could tell they did a real nice lawnmower move.
That's
right,
a real mole on her nose. That's not makeup. That's just...
She's cute.
Godfrey.
She can get it. Shit.
Godfrey. What?
She can get it. That's like Ellis Island ass right there.
Her whole face
that's
looks
Ellis
like...
Ellis Island, fresh off.
Her face looks
that's
like...
That's the way Italians look when they first got to America. I'm serious. They did. Go watch the Italian-American PBS documentary. They look just like
her
that.
Her face looks like asshole skin.
What?
It's the same complexion.
Asshole skin.
Nice.
That's some soft shit there. It's very sensitive.
Yeah, look at it.
Snaps back.
Dirty. I'm glad
you brought it up.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually care.
We're on to something big, Dora.
An ancient city.
Dora can get on something big, if you know
what
I'm saying.
We're coming with you, Prima.
I'll be coming with her as well.
That means cousin.
Dora brought a knife on the field trip,
everybody. Her nose is weird. Go get it now.
It's a jungle puzzle.
Stop fooling lovers!
Oh, this might be whack.
It looks terrible.
This shit, oh, they fucked it up.
The jungle is perfectly safe.
Look, all right, fine, we got it. I'm just waiting.
Oh, no.
We got to...
I don't understand who the target audience is for that. Is it for little kids?
Yeah, terrible.
Is it for kids that
the
grew
music
up
sounded
it?
Like shit. Damn it. They want white kids to... They don't give a fuck about me. Especially with these detention centers now.
I have no idea.
All the motherfuckers that could be watching Dora the Explorer are all held in detention right now.
That's true.
And you know, Trump's like this. No one's going to be watching Dora. I don't think so. Especially the Mexican kids. Forget it. No bueno.
Dora 2 is going to be her breaking out Mexican kids from the detention center.
That's what I'm talking.
That'd be
now,
a good
that
fucking...
would be the shit with guns and shit. Bah, bah, bah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to let my people go, Libertad.
Dora's a coke dealer.
That would
the
be
third.
Dope as
shit. Dora should get really
Dora's
dark.
Dora's grandpa's Danny Trejo. Yeah.
Dark Dora. Like, this cocaine, if you can get it across the border, Dora.
Yeah, that looked terrible. But she's fucking cute as shit, dude. Good.
She's
for,
very cute.
Am I a creep for being into an 18-year-old girl? I mean, no. She's perfect. 18. She's 18. Perfect.
18's legal.
Well, she, you know what?
But I wouldn't want to be around that shit.
I was listening. Oh, fuck. I was listening to some fucking, I guess, or I was reading it. I don't even remember. But it was like girls talking about how like they dated older men when they were like 19. Like I dated like a 40-year-old man at 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were like, and they were just saying like, yeah, like he was like sort of being like, he was like, she still has the child, the mind of a child. At 19, they're fucking young.
It's young.
And if you're 40, you could sort of, you have some fucking things going on. You can manipulate them.
You shouldn't be trying to have something serious. Just because they're going to do, because
I will give it to them that a 40-year-old man that dates an 18-year-old girl is, he has something in him that there's like, it's that same, that sexual bug we were talking about. That's his bug.
But here's the thing. It kind of evens out, which is sad, because women mature faster than men. That's a fact. And so when a man is older, it kind of evens out because we're dumb for a long time, dude. Yeah. And so when you, women like older men because it's kind of even. Because listen, a 17-year-old guy and a 17-year-old girl, the girl just walks around, fucking runs circles around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's
my
interesting
sister
point.
Dated older dudes.
That's so an interesting like, point. So it's like, men have a lot of power if they get there.
Right.
If they get there. Women have the power as soon as we get to middle school.
Right.
We're like, what? What do you
they
want?
Have the power.
And women that get it, that know, they fucking get it.
Yeah.
Women that don't get it 90% of the time are pretending not to get it.
Thank you.
And those are even more manipulative.
That they don't
those
know.
Bitches are even more manipulative. Anybody who's like pretending like, what?
They're whack. They're so, you don't know. Listen, first of all, personalities are pretty much how you react to stimulus, okay? Your personality is built through your environment. So pretty women are full of shit. The fucker, you know, when you're fucking five, your mom's like treating you differently than if the other kids aren't as good looking.
It's true.
You know that. They groom you for that shit. When you're a good looking person, you fucking know the way the world treats you, the way the world treats you with the privilege that comes. Don't fucking give me that. I mean, she didn't know how pretty she is. Bullshit. Because she's picky about psychotic. Who the fuck deals with her. Even if she's nerdy, she's, you know, I've seen hot nerds.
Yeah.
They're still going to be picky about.
No, look, I understand how it's a disadvantage as well. Like, you don't want to just be judged on that, and you know, girls, I think that from a very young age, there's a disadvantage. There really is, because you have to have people constantly hunting for you. That's like a fucking, you know, think about this. You don't really have to deal with this. I don't have to deal with it as much, but when you walk through like a really shitty neighborhood and some fucking guys, you see them looking at you weird. And you're like, ah, shit, dude, some shit might get weird here. Okay. Women do deal with that. Like, good-looking chicks have been since they're 12.
Because men ain't shit. That's why, okay, I just got back from Saudi Arabia, okay, from Jeddah. Fantastic place. It was very fun. Jeddah, Al Comedy Club. Shout out to my buddy, Yasser. Inshallah. Listen, Habibi. Very important. I saw these women all wrapped up in burqas and stuff like that. You know, they're wrapped up out there. You know, some of them have different levels. Like, there's very serious, covered up. And I was like, you know what? Burqas would be really good for women in Harlem and certain areas where there's dudes in front of the bodega.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to cover up, like a bodega burqa.
Yeah. A bodega burqa.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to the store. Because people will back away from that because there's stereotype of people being in those, in that clothing kind of.
Yeah, if she pulls her fucking thing off, then it's that Indian bitch from Dora the Explorer. Oh, holy
eyeballs,
shit.
Yeah, but you know, I get what you're saying, but like, I fuck around. Young girls, you're always going to get young chicks. I'm always going to get young chicks. You know what I mean? Because they like sometimes, they like authority and maturity.
Better.
Of course they do. That's the one thing. People go, oh.
Think about how hot Shannon was when she was 21.
You know what I hate is when other women get mad that you're with younger. Oh, she's only 20. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Sorry, lady.
Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Yeah. And women like older dudes because there's a more of an authoritative thing. There's more maturity
it's
there.
It's sexy.
It's, yeah.
Power is fucking sexy.
They want
sexy
you
as
to
hell.
Be like, take care of your shit.
If
take
I was
care
a woman,
me,
I would only fuck men with yachts. Shut up.
Yakutas.
I would be into powerful men with a lot of money that could fucking, that is attractive.
Every
we all want, when we're cavemen, you want a man with a big fucking cave with big spears sticking out of it to get the fucking animals. The most spears, the more spears, the better.
Yeah, I want a big fucking stick. And like most hot women always have the yacht shot at the front of the boat. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
They got the yacht shot. They're always on a yacht. When you're hot, girls... you get on yachts. When you're hot, you're a hot yacht. You're yacht hot.
Yacht hot.
You're yacht hot.
That's a, that's a, that's the level.
I found a picture of me with new boobs.
Shannon's Shannon's canoe hot.
I was 21.
You're
God.
That's tugboat hot.
Look at fucking Shannon.
That's tugboat hot. That's tugboat hot. No, Shannon is always. Shannon stays beautiful.
Shannon's fucking duckboat hot, like the ones that drive off.
You're rowboat hot. That's rowboat. Is that the pedal? No, that's pedal in the pond hot. Tugboat. You're tugboat.
Look how hot Shannon was when she was 21.
And she's still beautiful.
Thank you, God.
You're good to go. You are good to go. Yeah. You know, well, all it is just taking care of your shit, taking care of yourself. Mm. You know what I mean? Taking care of yourself. She's going to stay like that.
Those boobs, you got to get them fixed, but it's fine.
Yeah, they're not that high anymore.
Yeah.
Good. It dropped a little bit.
Look at Shannon.
You don't want it to be at your neck.
Shannon,
it looks fake.
If you look like that now, you couldn't work here. I'd literally fire you.
Wait, what are you trying 21. To say? She's working here now because
she's fucking
gross.
Nothing to worry about.
It's like if we left Shannon in the woods for 10 years, we found her. Now this is what she looks like.
Oh, that's wrong.
Like you pick her up and go,
blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon. are you going to storm Area 51?
Oh, everybody wants to storm it. They want to see them some aliens.
They want to get shot with military grade machine guns.
Are they trying to do it illegally and just
Area 51 is a legitimate area. Nobody knows what's there, right? That's the idea. But it is actually a military base, correct?
Yeah.
For aliens.
Have fun, everyone. Storm Area 51.
Yeah, I dare you.
I dare you, you fucking morons. Right. You
as
will be
many
dead.
Bullets as you get you'll in your be ass dead. 51.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, you'd be like, oh, we could all get there. They have a million people on the Facebook thing. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
So it's a Facebook event that someone started called Storm Area 51. They
white
can't
dude.
Stop all of us.
White dude.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And, white dude.
And it's up
in
to
underwear,
a million people.
People
I don't think it was started seriously.
No black people are running into cops firing guns.
We don't run into
them.
Any area, period. Shit. We get fucked with in areas, period. We go to Area 51.
Here's Area 51, Nevada. They can't stop all of us.
Oh, God.
It's a public event, Friday, September 20th, 2019.
Good luck on that. September 20th.
3 a.m. Pacific.
Mm. Why don't you tell everybody, too?
By the way, the guy who created this is not going to be there. He's going to watch you guys
it's
all
It's
going to
be
die.
Like the Firefly thing.
This is nuts.
Remember the Firefly? Is that Firefly Festival?
We'll meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
First of all, if there's a bunch of white people sprinting, it's not going to be that
fast. Yeah, they're not that fast.
It's like, if it was like a bunch of Jamaicans, hey, we're going to run there, Boomba Clad. No,
oh, shit,
talking about,
aliens.
You're talking about real speed. If it's white dude.
There they are. Look, there you go.
Oh, yeah, sure. You see, got to animate to see white dudes
Doggy,
run fast.
Do you, what do you think is going to happen?
You know what's moving? The actual background.
The people, first of all, in the middle, if I'm going to show up, it's going to be 400 people that show up.
I think there's going to be a lot of people.
You think
there's
going to be a lot?
Yeah, I think so. You know how many conspiracy theorists
they're going
are
to
out
kill
there?
You.
Yeah.
You can't storm a military fucking base. They're going to kill you.
Man, but it's white privilege. You never know.
It's not going to happen, unfortunately.
They might
the event
just apprehend
fake.
Them. They might just apprehend them and interrogate.
The memes are real. In an instance,
like, they were just... But if it were a black...
Why do we think the event is fake? Why do you say
this
that?
This is CNET.com. This is the article about it, and it says it's a fake event.
Why do they say it's a fake event, though? If a million people are saying that, it's not a fake event. If everyone signs up for it and shows up, it's a real event.
I like it. It says, so we're going to see them aliens. I want to see them aliens.
I understand the guy that created it might not be showing up, but if
do they got to pay money?
No. If 1,000 people show up at a parking lot and storm Area 51, the event's real. What are you talking about?
I think my understanding is whoever started it was just a joke. They weren't serious, but a bunch of
but now it's gone. It's gone. It's out of their control.
And they're totally into it.
I had this idea. This is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, and I decided against it because I think I can get in trouble for murdering people. But uh-oh. I was going to, when we were going through the whole thing with Legion of Skanks and having Milo Yiannopoulos on the podcast and people were freaking out saying they're going to show up at the Creaking Cave and throw milkshakes at us, I was going to create another fake event with like Milo and a bunch of like alt-right people. And I was going to say it was held in the hood. And I was going to go into like Washington Heights, into like a project building. And then the morning of the event before, I would go into the hood and put a bunch of flyers. And I would be like, these people are racists and they're white supremacists and they're here to whatever. And I would put it as the fucking SJW milkshake throwers. And then I would just watch people from the hood beat the shit out of these fucking SJW fucking, just fucking stomp them to death. They're like, no, we love you, please. Ah, it would have been great.
I always wanted that.
Yeah, but I decided against it because I'm pretty sure that's illegal on many levels.
Good. You see, many I like levels. How you're growing, responsible. See? You're growing. You're like, nah, that's just a thought.
That was old Lewis. That was a week
And we
ago.
Can dream, can we? Yeah. Not to be Carlin-like.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. This is a great show. Godfrey, love Yo, having you on the show, my brother.
This is dope.
Yeah, it's great.
How often can I come on?
Come on whenever you want. We do 3 days a week, baby boy.
Jeez. Yeah, no, I'll come through. I'll come through again, more, man.
We
dope. Love it.
We yes. got some more fan fiction on Wednesday, right? It's going to be a fun one.
I would like people to come see me. If you guys are a Sacramento Punchline, you know, in August, come see me at the Sacramento Punchline in Sacramento, California.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me, Comedian Godfrey, on my goddamn Instagram and shit. My Twitter is Godfrey Comedian, and please watch the podcast in Godfrey We Trust. 9:30, all right, Tuesdays and Fridays. Gas Digital Network, bitches. Yeehaw! With Asian Andre. Here we go.
That's all, folks.